Welcome to the Live Courageously podcast show, episode number 84. I'm your host, John Duffy, and today is a special solo show that's going to be jam-packed. I've recently attended a few movies, events, and exhibitions that impacted me pretty deeply in the last 2 weeks, and I'm taking advantage of this week to share those with you. And I haven't done a solo show in a couple of years. Since I started Live Courageously podcast, I was used to do solo, and then I pivoted into interviewing people, which is what the previous 83 shows have been. But I felt compelled to share what I've experienced the last couple of weeks with these different movies and experiences I've had. And, you know, to sum it up, we live in challenging times. And I, you know, when I felt the need to start the show 2.5 years ago was to spread the message of living courageously. And we need that message now more than ever. And if you know me, or if you've seen any of my shows or social media posts, you know I share a message of inspiration and positivity. And yet, I'm not naive. I grew up in the streets of the South Bronx, so I've seen and experienced the good, bad, and ugly in life. And today, some of what I'm going to share is genuine evil that exists in our world. We can't deny it or ignore it, but we must face it and work to combat and eliminate it. So join me as I take you on the journey that I've gone on in the last couple of weeks and continue to go on. The show will be improv in a way on my part, so bear with me. Today, 23 years ago on 9/11, which is on Wednesday coming up, Al-Qaeda Islamic terrorists attacked the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. 2,977 people were killed in that Al-Qaeda terrorist attack. And it was a tragic day and it changed the world. I visited the World Trade Center in December of that year, and it, like many others, it changed my perspective and my identity for a lifetime. You know, I came back to LA and I reassessed all my previous beliefs before 9/11. And I had been, when I was younger, a communist and a supporter of radical Islamic groups. But after a deep, deep reevaluation, I changed many of my beliefs and I became what I call a born-again American. And I'll share more of that in the future. But now, you know, today I attended an event up in Pepperdine, and I'll share that in a minute. But I'm going to share a video of 9/11 to remind us of that horrible day. And give me a minute and we'll be able to watch this. Thank you. I share that it's painful to watch. It's painful to think about. But every year since then, I live out here in California. Pepperdine University puts on an event where they have all the flags of that particular day. 2,977 flags of people who were killed, mostly Americans, but also the flags of people from around the world who also were killed in that horrible terrorist attack. So every year I've gone up to Pepperdine and walked through the flags and just kind of remind myself of, the evil that does exist in the world and that particular version of evil that attacked us that day. So today I went up. Today was a earlier thing. The actual event will be happening on Wednesday at 9 in the morning at Pepperdine University in Malibu. But I've gone that every year. And so this year on Sunday, they have what they call a ride to the flags. And there's a group of motorcyclists and they take a ride to the flag. And so I'm going to share that with you as well, just so you get an idea of how it's honored every year at Pepperdine. And this is just one example of it. Let me go and show this to you. So just hang in there. I'm about to get us on to this. And
ramblers in the wilderness, you would campfire underneath. We get a little restless from the search and get a little warm down in between. Like a bull chasing matadors, a man left to his own schemes. But everybody needs someone beside him, shining like a lighthouse from the sea. Brother, let me be your shelter, never leave all alone. I can be the one you call when you're alone. Brother, let me be your fortress. Night winds are driving on. Be the one to light the way, bring you home. Brother, let me be your shelter. Never leave you all alone. I can be the one you call when you're feeling low. Brother, let me be your fortress. The night winds are driving on. Be the one to light the way. Bring it home. Brother, let me be your shelter. Never leave you alone. I can be the one you call when you're alone. Brother, let me be your fortress. Night with the driving on. Be the one to light the way. Bring it home. Be the one to light the way.
That's from a previous year of the Ride to the Flags. And this year I was up there when they had another Ride to the Flag. So 23 years ago, 9/11 happened. 23 years ago, evil attacked America with the attack on the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and on that plane in Pennsylvania. But evil is not gone, and evil continues to exist in the world. And today's show kind of addresses some of the evil that continues to exist. And a couple of weeks ago, I had the opportunity to go see a very powerful documentary called We Will Dance Again. And it was about the October 7th massacre in Israel by the Hamas terrorists, where over 1,200 people were killed in the massacre, and hundreds were held hostage and who remain hostage. And so the documentary is a powerful documentary that left me feeling numb more than anything else. I felt numb after watching it, but it also affected me on other levels too. And it made me feel anger and rage. And so that's a little bit, I'm gonna share that with you. And I'm going to show this. This is a veteran buddy. He says, I remember when he was there with me at Pepperdine, Dave Alsbach. Thank you, brother. So I want to show you this documentary trailer for We Will Dance Again, and it's on Paramount Plus. So you can see it if you have Paramount Plus. You're able to rent it and watch it. I recommend that you check it out. It's so powerful. At the same time, I warn you that it's gonna affect you emotionally. And if you're not able to handle watching the horror and evil that was October 7th in Israel, then maybe, you know, you shouldn't. But I have to warn you about that. But I recommend that you do check it out, because it is a powerful event. And let me just see if I can grab it up as I continue to go. And like I said, here we go. This is will be right coming up on the screen in a minute. So it's called We Will Dance Again, and here is the video.
I'm never gonna be the person I was before the 7th of October.
The Nova Party was amazing. I've not seen anything remotely close to that in years in Israel. 3,500 people went to dance for peace and for love.
I see a bunch of people looking up to the sky. The most rockets I've ever seen in my life from Gaza. I thought to tell my friends to leave, but it was already too late.
And then I heard the first bullet.
אני אפול על הרצפה, להתחזה למת.
אני מתחבק פה בתוך המקרר. אני הולכת למות היום.
Everyone is trying to call some authority. No one was really answering.
איך אין פה צבא? איך אין פה צבא? לא אכפת לי למות, כאילו, כמו שזה פחד על המשפחה שלי. מה לא מגיע להם לקבור ילדה?
I remember seeing a terrorist with a Hamas symbol on his head, and he was smiling, like it was a game.
אחד מתשעה אנשים פשוט כאילו לא שרד שם.
העתיד שלם שהיה לי בידיים, יפסו לי.
השכה הראשונה שראית הייתה יפה, ואז השכה השנייה שראית הייתה פשוט
נוראית. I'm never gonna be the person I was before the 7th of October, and I'm trying to figure out who I'm gonna be now.
Every single person that I lost on that day would have made the hell out of this life. And for them, I need to continue living.
Oof. once again, I just watching that movie, sitting in the theater, and it just hit me so hard. I have a 27-year-old daughter. You think about all the raves or the trans Coachella, Burning Man, all those different concerts in America, and you get to realize what if it was your daughter, your son, your father, your wife, how would you feel? And like I said, I was just left so numb because 1,200 people were killed, innocent people, by evil. And I don't even know a word that exists. Animal isn't even strong enough for what they were. It's worse than animalistic terrorists who killed these innocent people on that day. And so it hit me hard. It hit me very hard sitting there. I came out of the movie theater, and it took me an hour or two to shake it off. And I don't know if I shook it off. I shook off some of it. I don't know if I ever, you know, you can ever shake it off, because if you're able to experience it, you realize what it does exist. And I wanted to share it, so that's one of the reasons why I shared it. But I recommend that you see We Will Dance Again at Paramount Plus is the streaming service where you can watch this documentary. I wish every college student in America, every high school student in America could watch this documentary. And then to follow that up, I discovered there that there was a thing called the Nova Exhibition, and it was done originally in Tel Aviv, and then it was done in New York twice, and now it's being done in Culver City in Los Angeles. And as of today, it's 338 days since people were massacred and hostages have been taken, 338 days. And so the Nova Exhibition is a recreation of what happened on that horrific day in at that concert. And so I decided I had to go and experience them and go through it and see what that was and then share it with people. So I went to last week, I went to the Nova exhibition. And once again, I recommend anybody who's in LA, if you can go, it's going to be open to October 7th. It'll be closed on the 6th, but it'll be open on the 7th. And that'll be the last day. But if you can go to attend it, please attend it. But also, again, the warning that it's going to affect you. It's going to affect you emotionally. It's going to, you know, some people take it real hard. It'll depress you. It will numb you. Seeing that evil violence and watching young kids, my daughter's age, being massacred on screens and just walking through that and watching that is, once again, just like 9/11 did it in America, it's something that will never leave you. So I recommend it. I recommend that you check it out. And the exhibition is powerful because it takes you through layers. You go in and you go through and you see the horror of all the videos that were submitted by Hamas glorifying the murder and the rapes and the butchery of human life and just celebrating all that. And you get to watch that and you hear the chants, Allah Akbar, while you're watching young people being killed. And you go through the first room, which is the terror room, is what I call it. I don't know what they call it. And then you move into the bigger where the whole recreation of that festival is there. The burnt out cars, the bar, the porta potties, where they shot people to death in the porta potties. And I'm being graphic and I apologize for going this deep, but I just have to speak on it. And so I recommend you go, and I'm going to just put up another video of people talking who went to the Nova exhibition in New York and their experiences with it to give you a flavor, but you can look it up online. It's the Nova exhibition. I recommend that you, by all means, that you find a way to go see this. And let me just once again try and get my screen up to you. And here we go.
Hi, my name is Otta Pasternak.
My name is Luis Eladio Torres.
My name is Cheryl Buchholz. We are here seeing the Nova exhibit.
Coming into this, we were not sure what to expect.
It was unbelievably captured. You felt like you were there. The clothes and the campsites and the cars that were burned. And there was a lost and found with the shoes and the clothes and the piles. It just looks like Holocaust. It reminds me a lot of the Holocaust, a lot of the things they said.
You are there with the people. I mean, that first room you walk into, I'll never forget it.
And this just gave me a lot more information that I didn't have before I got here.
The first thing that came to my mind was like, this feels like Outside Lands in San Francisco. This feels like Governor's Ball in New York.
In an alternate reality, I could see myself going to a Nova Music Festival.
We have children this age that would have been at this festival because they go to music festivals and they love music.
I think everybody should come, of all religions, of all ages.
But what I'd really like to see are our friends from Burning Man or Lollapalooza or Gov Ball come and see with their own eyes.
You don't have to be Jewish. You don't have to know everything. But it's important to understand what happened.
And I look forward to hopefully more stories and exhibit evolving.
Just continue fighting the good fight and spreading love and joy and light everywhere I go.
And we need to be braver than ever. And we all will dance again.
We will dance again.
We will dance again.
We will dance again.
Whoever, when you do watch this, whenever you watch it, if you're watching now with me, I apologize for today because all of this, not everything, but I'm going hard on so many negative things that I've experienced in the last couple of weeks, you know, from 9/11, the remembrance of 9/11 to October 7th and the massacre in Israel. And I got more coming, unfortunately. So I'm giving you a pre-warning of another movie as well that's maybe not as horrific or painful, but it is also painful when you realize what's going on in the world. So today I'm kind of coming at you with all the negativity out there, but it isn't about being negative or leaving or walking away negative, but it's walking away, being resilient, being stronger, being more courageous. Because going through the Nova exhibition for me, it took me 2 hours to go through it and walk through it. And you watch interviews with all the survivors and then people who have been wounded and soldiers and police and just a whole range of people. And then you see the stories of the people who were killed and brutalized and raped, and you hear all those stories and you see it and you feel it and you get this experience. But what they've also created is the sense of resilience and the sense of when you go into the final, you go through stages in this exhibition, and when you get to the end, you get the power of the love, the power of their strength, where basically is summed up in that words, we will dance again. We can't be stopped. We won't be full of hate. We'll be full of love. We'll be stronger. We won't let evil win. And all that just comes to you in such a emotional, experiential way, unlike anything that I've experienced. And I have not seen the 9/11 up close museum, but that's one of the things that I will want to do in the future. But so I just, once again, I recommend you to check this out if you can. And going back, I'm just going to take you back, 9/11, the October 7th, We Will Dance Again documentary on Paramount Plus, the Nova exhibition in Culver City. You can look it up online. Please go. Please check it out. Share it. Share it with your friends. And let's keep finding a way that we can defeat the evil and the hatred in the world. So I'm going to just take a breath. Like I said, this was an improv. I didn't know everywhere I was going to go with this, but just felt like now was the time to do it. So I'm going to now step into another story and another reality. That's also a negative reality. And so the last 2 weeks, just by coincidence, all these movies were out there, the documentary, this experience, and I went to see them all. And I usually don't get to go see a lot of things like that, but I just felt driven to having to see all of them. And the next one I'm going to share with you is called City of Dreams. It's a feature film. And it is not a documentary, it's a feature film, but it addresses an issue, a true issue, once again, that is horrific, that is about human trafficking. And it deals with the issue of how many people in the world, one of the biggest businesses in the world is trafficking humans, both as labor and as sex trafficking. And the labor trafficking is trafficking young kids all over the world to use them as slave labor in countries. And even more mind-boggling is how much of that is done in the United States. How many hundreds of thousands of young people are brought across the border now that the border is open even more than even previously, and you have working in slave labor shops, producing stuff to make people wealthy, to make drug cartels wealthy, to make evil wealthy, evil forces wealthy. And so this director put this story together, and it's an amazing story of human trafficking and yet the resilience. Because once again, throughout all I'm telling you in all these is that at the end of the day, the need to be strong, to be courageous, to be resilient is the takeaway from this. And even in the midst of having to look at the evil that does exist and look it in the face is realizing you got to do something to stop it, not just let it happen. So they made this movie, City of Dreams, and it's about a kid who's been trafficked as slave labor from South America, Latin America, into the United States, and he's in America being trafficked, him and a bunch of other kids. And it tells their story. But even more important than this was, and you won't, I'm not going to spoil it, the director, how he was able to get this movie completed and to the public. They'll tell you if you go see the movie, and I recommend that you please do go see City of Dreams, because once again, it's a movie, it's a story, but it tells a message about what has to be done to stop another one of these evil scourges that exist in our world today of human trafficking. So, and what happened too, a lot of people came together to get involved in not just the movie or promotion of the movie, but in making a difference on this issue of labor trafficking, sex trafficking, and begin to try to impact what goes on. So I recommend that you do a lot of movies I'm throwing at you, but they're all movies with a message, movies with trying to make a difference in the world, trying to make the world a better place. So I recommend highly that you go see City of Dreams. And I'm going to throw up what they did was they recruited all these people to be ambassadors to speak on the movie and try and recommend people go see it. And the ambassadors, I'm gonna throw up a little video that's about the ambassadors speaking on City of Dreams, and also then watch a little trailer within that of City of Dreams. And so here we go, and we're gonna go into that. And share the screen. And hold on 1 second. And like I said, I'm doing my best to improv through this. And here we go.
Hi, I'm Tony Robbins. I'm one of the executive producers of City of Dreams.
I've been making films for a long time, and every now and then you come across a film that is actually truly important.
I think this is one of the most important movies of our time.
That exposes in no uncertain terms the harsh, brutal, and devastating reality for numerous innocent victims of human trafficking right here in the United States.
This incredible story moves me deeply.
It's a shocking story about a young boy who's trafficked across the border.
The dreams turn into a nightmare, and they end up in a sweatshop.
He fought back against his captors, freeing himself and others.
Destaca la resistencia de un niño que nunca se rindió.
Beautiful filmmaking, beautiful performances, very touching story.
The authenticity of this storyteller shines through.
It's a masterpiece about one of the most insidious problems that we have in the world and in our country.
I was really taken by how intense it was, but yet it was so beautifully shot.
It doesn't preach, doesn't tell. Rather, it opens a window into a world that I never knew existed.
And I'm honored to be a part of this powerful story.
Not just entertaining, but can change your entire outlook on life. This is one of them.
It's a film about one of the 12 million children that are currently enslaved around the world.
El tráfico de niños es una empresa criminal de 150 mil millones de dólares.
Brings us into the belly of the beast, and we see how children are exploited for labor trafficking.
This is happening everywhere, including here in America.
I think people need to see this to understand what is going on in the world.
It is a very relevant, very important topic. I think everybody needs to be aware of it.
It's an unbelievable, horrible thing that's happening, but we can make a difference. We really can.
I don't care whether you're on the left or the right or black or white. We can unite around the fact that child slavery and child trafficking is wrong.
I urge you to experience this film for yourself.
It inspired me, and I think it will inspire you too.
This is a heroic thriller. It'll keep you on the edge of your seat.
Please watch it and open up your heart.
Échale ganas del otro lado. Atelin tech mama witia intonali. Notlacto katsine. Tihuel kuinequilis intonali.
Vamos, mijo.
¿Y el chamaco? ¿Y cómo está?
Está listo.
Es bueno, es bueno.
Es la decisión correcta para toda la familia.
¿Crees que mañana vas a salir a jugar a la cancha? No, no, no.
Any reason you rolled through that stop?
I'm sorry.
That's your son?
Yes.
Any ID for the boy?
Yeah.
Watch the stops.
2018 Red Mustang belonging to Rodrigo Ramirez.
Rise and shine, homie! Rise and shine!
First shift 6:30, second shift 12:30. Last shift till 11 and boom, lights out at midnight. You crush it.
I know there's more of them in there.
Well, fake passport isn't gonna cut it.
Yes, sir.
These people have no criminal history whatsoever.
Kind of busy shin.
The busy kind.
We've got evidence that they're harboring illegals.
Request for warrant denied.
Copy that.
I'd quit poking around. Catch my drift?
What is the truth? The truth is that as much as we want to be free, we live and we die together. This is America.
It's time to bring awareness to what's really happening around the world and even in this country around child slavery.
City of Dreams will be opening nationwide on Labor Day weekend, August 30th.
Please share this trailer and please watch this film.
Por favor, luchemos por la libertad de estos inocentes y comparte este trailer.
I know if you're anything like me, when you do see this film, you're going to want to know how you can help end human trafficking.
Take a look at the movie, watch it with your family, and hope you're able to do something, at least in raising awareness about a problem that we're not talking about.
Please visit cityofdreamsmovie.com to learn how you can join the fight against child trafficking.
Once again, a lot. I packed a lot into this half hour so far, and I have a little bit more to go. But I recommend that you find a way to watch these movies. You know, we live in a time that is good. Like I said earlier, I grew up in a neighborhood where it was good, bad, and ugly. And we live in a world that's good, bad, and ugly. And so we have to work with the people who are good to make the world better and to stop the things that are that can be stopped. And human trafficking is one thing that can be stopped. Maybe not totally, but people can get involved both from the point of view of law, policing, as well as other ways to stop this. So let's take a look at the movie. Go see City of Dreams. Go see We Will Dance Again. And, you know, begin to get involved in whatever way you can, you know, in the smallest ways to the biggest ways to make a difference. So on that, I'm going to, you know, take you one more step into something else that's a little bit more uplifting and positive. It's a movie that I was able to be involved in a very tiny way. And the name of the movie is Reagan. And it's a movie that was made about President Ronald Reagan. And it's out in the theaters right now. And it's doing incredibly well. It's beaten out all of the Hollywood movies. Facebook kind of tried to block the promotion of it. Surprise, surprise, not something new for Facebook, and it's not something that they'll stop doing. Anything that they don't agree with, they try to block and shadow ban and censor. But it's out there and the audience is seeing it. It's getting a 98-99% audience positive review on all the Rotten Tomatoes and all the different sites that people vote on a movie. Critics don't like it. Critics hate it. Surprise, surprise. It's not Hollywood. It's an American movie. So, you know, it's called Reagan. I highly recommend you go see the Reagan movie. And like I said, I ended up having a small part working on the movie, and I got to see it at the premiere. I was asked by a friend to do something that I don't normally do, but was to be a cast driver for Dennis Quaid and Penelope Ann Miller up at the Reagan Ranch when they were filming the movie. And I had worked with Dennis Quaid on a movie that I produced years ago in Texas. So I knew him. And anyway, it was an opportunity during COVID for me to get involved with an incredible story, incredible movie, to be up at the Reagan Ranch up in Goleta, up by Santa Barbara, and drive every morning. I would drive Dennis and Penelope at 5-6 o'clock in the morning up the mountain to the ranch, which I must confess was one of the scariest experiences of my life. And, you know, it almost sounds funny, but, it, you know, you're going up a dark road, a curving road up the mountains in a fog during COVID. And I didn't know where the sides of the road was. You know, I was thinking to myself going, oh man, I'm going to become famous for the guy who killed Dennis Quaid. Of course, I'd be dead and I wouldn't get anything out of it. But it was that kind of experience. And it was, you know, every day driving up and driving down in the dark and in the fog was challenging. But it was a great experience. I was hanging with some great people who made a great movie. And I recommend you see the movie. As opposed to what I just laid out to you before on some of these projects that are worth watching, and they're painful, and they're just as inspiring. And it's an inspirational story. And it, for me, it's a journey I went on because I was not a fan of Ronald Reagan when he was president or when he was governor. I was a communist. And so I hated, and I'll be straight up with you, I hated Ronald Reagan and I hated America. And so I was one of those people. And it took 9/11, which I talked about earlier, for me to recreate myself as a born-again American. I wrote a book called From Mao to Reagan, A Born-Again American, about my journey going from that guy to the guy I am today. And there's a lot of information there. To be able to go on that journey, which kind of boggles my mind, to go from that person back in my 20s to who I am today, and to then to work on the Reagan movie and to get to participate in it. And I have a friend who's taken me to like probably 50 events at the Reagan Library. I've heard all kinds of speakers. And so it's been amazing how I've gone on this journey. I always say God obviously had a bigger plan for me than I have for myself, because I never would have planned or thought that I'd be doing what I do today and who I am today. So I'm grateful, I'm blessed, and every day I'm thankful. But now the movie, to get back to the movie, I'm going to show the trailer in a minute. It tells a story of our history of America during a very difficult time. We're in a similar difficult time today. And I think many of us recognize it, maybe not as many as should, but many of us do recognize it. And back in that time, there was a situation where Ronald Reagan, it tells you his personal story from being a little kid to being an actor, to being a vice president and president of the Screen Actors Guild, about how by coincidence, or once again, by fate and God's hand, finding, you know, hearing somebody speak about the what communism was as opposed to the hype that it was utopia, because that's what I believed when I was young, that it was going to create a perfect world. It was actually the opposite. But Ronald Reagan saw it as a young person. He saw a dissident who left the Soviet Union and spoke at his church as a kid and explained what was really going on under communism, the oppression and the dictatorship and all the other things that were going on, the occupation of countries in East Europe. So this dissident explained this to this young kid. And so when he became in the Screen Actors Guild, he played a big role in standing up against the communists who were trying to take over the unions at that time. And for those who may not understand this, or may have watched movies that tell the other story, trust me, I was one of the communists. I know how they organized. I know what was going on, and I can share that, and we'll share that in my book. But to not get further, he went on that journey. He fought against that in the Screen Actors Guild. He became a leader, and then he stepped into politics, and he ran for governor, became governor. But that wasn't enough, because that wasn't the main issue for him. What was going on was the battle between good and evil, and the evil was the communists and the Soviet Union. And he decided to step up and run for president. And he didn't win the first time. He ran and he lost in 1976 and then gave up. But then he didn't give up. And he came back in 1980 and he ran again. And this time he won and became president. And then he ended. We all know the story. This isn't, I'm not sharing anything that's a secret. You know, he stood up and gave one of the most powerful speeches in the world, which most of his entourage around him, we'll call them the entourage, but the people who worked for the government didn't want him to do, which was to call out the Soviet Union, to call them out as the greatest evil. And when he gave that speech and he said, Gorbachev, tear down this wall, that was something that changed the world, and it changed the world for the better. The wall came down in 2 years. All the countries that were occupied by the communists, the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe got their freedom, and the world changed for the better. And it took Korea, and he was shot in the middle of that. He was shot in the beginning of his presidency and came back from that and felt that there was a bigger purpose for him. You may hear, you feel echoes of what is going on today. And I wouldn't, you know, I would say, think about that. But yeah, there are echoes to today. And all the stuff is in that movie, in the Ronald Reagan movie. It's well done. It covers so much. And then it's a love story about him and Nancy and his experience with her and riding horses and all the stuff that was in there. So I had a small part. I was so glad to have been part of this movie, even just driving people up to the ranch and then watching it at the premiere at the Chinese Theater with incredible great actors, Dennis Quaid, John Voight, people who I know who did an incredible great job in the movie. So I recommend that, you know, you get a chance that you go see the Reagan movie, that you support it, that you share it and think about it. Think about what was going on in the 80s and think about what's going on today. So let me share the trailer with you so that I can take a breath and drink some water maybe. So here we go. And this is the Reagan movie. And
welcome to your life.
There's nothing a retired governor can do, but a president.
Now he can do a thing or two.
Everybody wants to rule the world.
I will be frank with you that as a citizen, I would not like to see any political party outlawed on the basis of its ideology, because I still believe, Mr. Chairman, that democracy can handle it.
I was a brand new KGB officer given my first intelligence assignment, a certain actor and union leader.
Dutch, there's a purpose for your life.
You can run from a bully for so long, but after a while, you're going to have to stand up to him.
It's my boy!
There's about to be another war right here in Hollywood. The commies on one side, the mob on the other, and you're right in the middle, son.
If you put as much work into your career as you do making your speeches, you'd have an Oscar by now.
Hello, I'm Nancy Davis.
Hello, Nancy Davis. I'm Ron Reagan.
I'm curious, Ron, what would you say is the issue of our time?
No question about it. Communism and the Soviet Union.
Get in the game. Run for office.
It's you.
I'm running for governor, and I would like your vote.
I forgot your name.
Do his initials help, RR?
Honey, Roy Rogers is here.
And he's running for governor.
Ronnie, remember when we met? You told me that you wanted to make a difference in this world. You know what you have to do.
Governor Reagan again, typically, is against such a proposal.
There you go again.
But he was not afraid to take us on.
There's nothing a retired governor can do about the Soviets, but a president.
Now he can do a thing or two.
Welcome to your life.
I was a lifeguard on a river.
There's no turning back.
And I learned how to read the currents. Not just the ones on the surface, but also the ones deep underneath the water.
I am about to start the biggest war of this century, and I'm not going to fire a single shot.
You're going to blow up 8 years of diplomacy.
Well, if you think that got their undies in a while, you just wait.
What did the president know, and when did he know it?
What would you have me do?
I want you to fight!
Mr. Gorbachev,
tear down this wall.
Wants to dwell.
All right. Well, I just jammed probably 3 hours worth of material into 45 minutes. And good thing I'm a New Yorker and I talk too fast. But I just felt like I had to, like, you know, sometimes in New York, we would open up fire hydrants and the police would chase us and we would, like, they would shut them down. We go back and reopen them up again. And the water that would come out would be a rush of water that we would play in. And it was one of the greatest experiences as children growing up in the streets of the South Bronx. But sometimes, I guess, when I talk, it's almost like a flood of water coming out. I mean, it's a little bit too much, maybe. Hopefully not. I shared a bunch of things with you. And I covered a lot of material. I just felt a need to speak and to speak up and to share what I've learned in life with everybody. And I continue to do more of it. I think, you know, watching these movies, having gone through this experience, what we're going through right now in the world, I just feel like, you know, we're all called to do more, all called to make a difference. And in many ways, it's I'm reflecting on what's next for me and how do I play even a bigger role in, to make a difference for the positive in the world. So to sum this all up, I hope whenever you watch this, and if you've been watching it, I hope that today's show, solo show, my improv, inspired you to step up, to live courageously, to make a difference, and serve with the gifts you've been given. And we all been given different gifts, and we all have a way that we can make a difference if we're willing to step up in the way that we should. So if you haven't seen the previous 83 podcasts with some of my amazing, courageous friends and not me talking all the time, sharing their powerful stories against all odds and going on to live powerful lives and making a difference in the world, you can watch them on my John Duffy live-courageously.com website, or you can watch it on my Live Courageously YouTube channel. And join me every Sunday at 6 p.m. for another courageous guest. I'm going to get back to it. I have a bunch more guests that I need to interview and bring on. And I encourage you to choose to live courageously and make your life a masterpiece. That's how fast I'm talking. Make your life a masterpiece. And God bless you until we meet next week. And I'm going to leave you with a video that make you consider, as we are just 57 days away from the November 5th election. And so I would like to leave you with this video just to think about what your perspective is. And of course, I will be sharing more both in my newsletter, weekly newsletter, Live Courageously newsletter. And you can always check that out. Subscribe to it. Subscribe to my channel. But and feel free to reach out to me anyway. Thank you. Dave says never too much. Thank you, brother. Yeah, I'm so exhausted right now from talking too much. I'm like, Jesus. But here, let me just hit you with this final video. And then I will, until I see you next week, make your life a masterpiece.
Next Tuesday, all of you will go to the polls. We'll stand there in the polling place and make a decision. I think when you make that decision, it might be well if you would ask yourself, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Is it easier for you to go and buy things in the stores than it was 4 years ago? Is there more or less unemployment in the country than there was 4 years ago? Is America as respected throughout the world as it was? Do you feel that our security is as safe, that we're as strong as we were 4 years ago? And if you answer all of those questions yes, why then I think your choice is very obvious as to who you'll vote for. If you don't agree, if you don't think that this course that we've been on for the last 4 years is what you would like to see us follow for the next four, then I could suggest another choice that you have.